Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. 1976, Dave McEwen was working his dream job with the Ontario Ministry of Natural Resources and planning his upcoming wedding. While returning from an event tied to the wedding, he was a passenger in a terrible car crash that left him disabled, changing his life forever. His book, I Said I Can Do It, I Did It, and So Can You, covers some of the struggles that Dave went through, the adaptations that had to be made when one takes control over their mind. Dave McEwen, author of I Said I Can Do It, I Did It, and So Can You, with us on This Week in America. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's good to be here.
What an inspirational story that will move and motivate so many people. Let's go back to sort of the beginning, the childhood, growing up on a farm in Ontario. You knew from a young age what you wanted to do with the rest of your life, didn't you?
Yes. Right from the word go, pretty near, I knew I wanted to be a forest ranger.
And you worked with horses, too. I understand the background that you did some competitive horseshoeing and things like that when you were a child.
Yeah, I showed horses, and I gamed horses. I rode rodeo even from the time I was a young person. And I worked on a riding ranch. My father and uncle started a riding ranch where people used to rent horses. So I dealt with horses for a few years.
Sounds like just a wonderful childhood and pursuing your dream. I mentioned you get a dream job as a forest ranger, something you always wanted to do. Talk about that job, and then we'll pick it up with the night of the crash. But talk about that job. Getting that dream job, that had to be the highlight of your life up to that point, I would think.
It was. I went to college. I was accepted at a few universities across Canada. But that was going to let me work as a forester. And I was told there was a lot of book work in it. And I wanted more the field work end of the job. So I opted for a technician. And I went to what used to be the Ranger School for Ontario, the Ontario Lands and Forests. But education took it over. And the Ministry of Education had it at Sir Sanford Fleming College in Lindsay. So that's where I went for 2 years, and I graduated with a diploma in forest engineering, I guess you'd call it.
Yes.
But I went to Northern Ontario then and worked for the Ministry of Natural Resources. So I was right out in the field. So it was really my dream job. Then I moved up to Lanark, and again I was in the field, actually, and it was really, really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know, in reading the background, I can't see you in an office-type setting. Boy, at that age, you want to be outdoors and enjoying the outdoors and working there. With us on the program is Dave McEwen. He's the author of the book, I Said I Can Do It, I Did It, and So Can You. Let's go to 1976. I mean, things are really going along well. You're planning the wedding. Set us up. Talk us a little bit through what happened the night of the crash.
Well, we had been at a sort of a mixed stag. It was just mostly Judy, my fiance, her family, and there was a few friends, but it was at an aunt and uncle of hers over in Willowdale, and Judy lived in Scarborough. So we were out in Willowdale till after supper, and then we went back to Scarborough, and Judy was going to drive me up to Uxbridge, where her family had a cottage, and my truck had been there, and then I would take my truck back to Lanark, which is near Ottawa. That's where I had a house that a house and buildings and sort of a farm, and that's where Judy and I were going to live after we were married, and I'd been staying there and working in Lanark. So we headed out from Scarborough to Uxbridge, and we're outside Uxbridge on the, like we'd gone through Uxbridge, and we were on the other side of Uxbridge going up a long hill, and another car came over the hill meeting us, and they left the road, and it had been a freak snowstorm. This was in April, and there was a little bit of a freak snowstorm and the ice, and when the car hit the road, it swerved and came right across and hit us head on, and I went through the windshield as far as my seatbelt would let me go, but it was an older car, no shoulder belt. So okay. I went through the windshield part way down across my head, and I had smashed against the side glass, and my face wiped along it, so I cut my face up bad, but it was the brain damage that I got. And it was my right side that hit the window, so that paralyzed my complete left side. It was called what they call a hemiplegic at that time. So they took us to the Cottage Hospital in Uxbridge, and they looked at me and said, no, he's not going to make it. So they loaded me back into the ambulance and took me on to Toronto, but they didn't figure I'd make it even to Toronto. I was unconscious, but I was still alive, and they phoned my parents, the police phoned my parents, told them to come and pick the body up in Toronto General Hospital, that I wouldn't make it through the night. So my parents went back to bed and tried to sleep. They couldn't sleep, so they left White Lake and drove down to Toronto, which is a five-hour drive. And my job was alive when they got there. And I was still unconscious. I remained unconscious for nearly 7 weeks. And the prognosis was I'd live in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. So when I did regain consciousness, I said, you know, I'm going to walk out of here. And they told me, no, you won't be able to. We're going to send you to a convalescent hospital to learn to live out of a wheelchair. And I just refused to accept that, and I guess I was a little crazy at times. I just wouldn't do what they said to do. I fought on every turn, and
yes,
in fact, they caught me out hitchhiking on Comer Avenue, heading for Empire. Because they weren't going to teach me how to walk. In fact, they weren't even going to let me have a shower by myself. And I was exercising and therapy every day, and it was hot. I wanted a shower. And they refused to give it to me, so I headed for Empire.
Well, and that's the name of the book. I said I can do it. I did it, and so can you. Dave McEwen, our guest on the program, the author of the book. Book is available at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dave McEwen, that's McEwen. Let's talk about, and time going way too quickly, but it's such an inspirational story here. When you're told all these negative things, starting, first of all, you weren't even conscious when they said you weren't going to live. How did you deal with all the injuries and defying the medical expectations?
What if me at that time, I was a little I don't know what you say. I was out of my mind, or it really didn't hit home with me that I wasn't going to walk or whatever. I was going to do it, and that's all there was to it. I had horses at home. They were in a barn where you couldn't get a wheelchair, so I wasn't going to live in a wheelchair. And I wanted to ride horses again. I wanted to farm. I didn't want to live in a wheelchair. And I just made up my mind I wasn't going to. And I had a lot of support. My parents were fantastic. My sister was great. They helped me do, and there was none of this, no, you can't do that. It was, well, you think you can do it? Give it a try, go ahead. And it'd be hard, but I did it. So that's, you know, that's all there was to it. I was going to do it, and I did it. And that's what so many people just gotta get in their head, that you've got to control your own body.
Yes.
And you've got to get a hold of your own mind and get it set in your mind that you're going to do it. And once you get your mind will play tricks on you, and you get your mind to understand that you're the boss, then your body will just follow along.
Dave's full story in his book, I Said I Can Do It, I Did It, and So Can You, talking about the role of the mind. And this is good for everybody in all phases of our lives. We don't have to be in dire circumstances to read the book and be motivated from Dave's message. You said something that's interesting, that it was hard. How did you get through? Because, yeah, this is not like you're going to get up and there's not without pain, there's not without frustration, there's not without setbacks. How did you get through those downtimes? How difficult was it to keep going?
It was hard, but like I said, I had a lot of support, and my mother was a great one, and she'd always say, oh, come on, grab hold of your bootstraps and pull yourself up and come on.
Yes.
And you know, my dad had a strong will, and they just told me, oh, you can do it. And they were on my team all the way, and they backed me up. Everything I wanted to do, they backed me up. There was so much help that it was great. And like, I'd be out on walking along the road, and people I didn't even know had heard about me, and they'd all, you know, toot their horn and a big wave, and they'd roll their window down and yell out, you know, hi, Dave, come on, Dave, you're doing great. And it was so much support by everyone else, and it made you want to go ahead and do it.
Well, and you're walking along the road. Here's a guy that was told, first of all, he's not going to live. Second of all, if he lives, it'll be in a wheelchair. Talk about how you're doing today. What is life like for you today? And obviously, with the book, motivating other people and sharing your story, what's it like today?
It's good in that no matter where I go, people know me.
Yes.
They've heard about me, or they, you know, have seen me. And even if they don't know me, they're nice to me. They're great. I've lost a bit of my coordination and balance again because I get older, it gets harder again.
I'll attest to that. Second to that motion, yes, that's exactly true. It doesn't get any easier the older you get, trust me.
No, it doesn't get harder. But you have to just keep grinning and keep going. And people are so good. They give you a hand. There's always somebody to help you or you know, give you a hand, give you a little lift up. And it's, people are good. People are really good.
The book is I Said I Can Do It, I Did It, and So Can You by Dave McEwen. A couple minutes left in the program. How difficult was it to come up with the decision to write the book and then actually go back and relive all of this? The good times in the beginning as you were growing up, the tragedy of the accident when things were just lining up perfectly in your life, pulling yourselves together and getting you to the point today where you're really very active in the community and sharing your message. What has this whole process been like for you?
As far as writing the book, people would always say I'd be telling stories. They'd be asking me what it was like or what, you know, this or that or the other thing. And I'd be telling them, and they'd say, oh, you should write a book. You should write a book. And I didn't go off as a writer or anything. And finally I thought, okay, I'll write a book and maybe shut them all up. And so I did it on computer, and it was a hunt and peck sort of thing. I'm not a typist by any means. And I did it on computer, and I wrote it out. And it was hard reliving all those things. But it kind of just brought back memories. And when I got it written and sent it to a publisher, you know, they figured it was pretty good. They were going to put it out and publish it and whatnot. So I said, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, the message is out there for so many people. I'm going to take like a minute here. For people going through suffering, tragedy, as you did, we hear you now, and you're doing fine, you're out, you're sharing your message, but there was a whole lot of angst and agony in the middle part of that process. What's the first thing people need to do when they suffer a setback like that? I mean, you're able to walk now, but what was the first step? What was the first thing you told yourself when you were told all of these negative things were going to change your life?
Well, I've got a strong belief in God now. That helped me through it a lot. It's just like I was told by people there's a reason why everything happens.
Yes.
And you just have to figure, yes, there is a reason. What is it? And to me, it was God allowed it to happen. He didn't cause it to happen, but he allowed it to happen. And so whatever you believe in a higher power of some sort, there's a reason why it happened to you, and you want to make the best of it and allow whatever that reason was to work through to the best of everybody that can get
yes,
good out of it.
Well, that foundation of faith was very important to Dave, and you hear him today sharing this message, and the title of the book is so appropriate. I Said I Can Do It, I Did It, and So Can You. Dave McEwen has been our guest on the program. The book's available at Amazon. McEwen is McEwen. You can find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Dave, congratulations on the success of the book. You are touching so many people. I'm sure some have been in contact with you. Many, many more that will read the book, hear the story, see you walking down the road and honk their horn at you, and you don't realize you've touched their lives in a positive way. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today and sharing that message.
Well, thank you very much. I just hope that people enjoy the book and get something out of it.
There is so much in the book. I Said I Can Do It, I Did It, and So Can You by Dave McEwen. The book's available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon page with information on Dave's book. And you're listening to This Week in America. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.